This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi yesterday. He reviewed five critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources, and coal. These projects span five states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi said that in the last decade, Pragati-led ecosystem has helped accelerate projects worth more than 85 lakh crore rupees. The Union Cabinet has approved two major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometre, six-lane, access-controlled greenfield Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra.
National Highway 326 Odisha ke interior areas ko connect karne wala hai.
National Highway 326 connects the interior areas of Odisha. The cabinet has approved the widening and strengthening of this highway. It is a 206-kilometer project with an investment of 1,526 crore rupees. Gajapati, Raigada, and Koraput are all aspirational districts, and all three are tribal districts. This project will increase economic activity and improve transportation in these districts.
Transportation badega.
The world has welcomed 2026 with a bang as revelers enjoyed fireworks and parties to usher in the new year. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to enter 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands, officially kicking off the new year celebrations worldwide. Auckland in New Zealand marked the occasion with a spectacular fireworks display over the Sky Tower, featuring 3,500 fireworks launched from multiple levels of the 787-foot tower as crowds gathered in the city's central business district. Other Pacific nations, including Samoa, Tonga and Tokelau, also celebrated the start of the year. In Australia, the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up the night sky as thousands of residents and tourists gathered along the waterfront for the city's world-famous firework, a vibrant display of colour, light and music. Across the globe, countries including New Zealand, Australia, South Korea, North Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, China, the UAE, other Middle Eastern and African nations, Russia and Turkey, have welcomed 2026 with traditional fervour and celebrations. People across India welcomed the new year with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings. Across the country, people welcomed the new year with optimism and celebration, while police and security agencies remained on alert to maintain law and order and ensure peaceful festivities. In the national capital, celebrations were seen at key locations such as Connaught Place and India Gate, where crowds gathered despite dense fog. In Goa, dazzling fireworks illuminated the sky as locals and tourists gathered at popular party hubs, with hotels and beach shacks hosting special events. In Mumbai, revelers welcomed the new year at landmarks including Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus. In the hills of Himachal Pradesh, celebrations were held in Dharamshala, while tourists in Sonmarg, Jammu and Kashmir welcomed the new year amid snow-clad landscapes. The interest rates on various small savings schemes has been kept unchanged for the fourth quarter of the current financial year, starting today and ending on the 31st of March this year. Department of Economic Affairs under the Finance Ministry has issued a notification in this regard. Following this, the Public Provident Fund retains its 7.1% interest rate and the National Savings Certificate remains at 7.7%. The Senior Citizen Savings Scheme and deposits under the Sukanya Samriddhi Scheme will provide an interest rate of 8.2%. The 44th Junior National Kho Kho Championship started at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Stadium in Gunjur, Bengaluru, yesterday. Around 1,000 young athletes from states and union territories across India are competing in boys and girls categories. Nearly 40 matches were played on the opening day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.